Viewpoint on Mormonism, the program that examines the teachings of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from a biblical perspective. Viewpoint on Mormonism is sponsored by Mormonism Research Ministry. Since 1979, Mormonism Research Ministry has been dedicated to equipping the body of Christ with answers regarding the Christian faith in a manner that expresses gentleness and respect. And now, your host for today's Viewpoint on Mormonism.
Welcome to this edition of Viewpoint on Mormonism. I'm your host, Bill McKeever, founder and director of Mormonism Research Ministry. With me today is Eric Johnson, my colleague at MRM. For the past couple of days, we've been looking at a talk that was given by Elder Larry Echohawk, a 70 in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, a talk that he gave in the October 2012 General Conference titled, Come Unto Me, O Ye House of Israel. And as we've explained, the Mormon Church does assume that the House of Israel does include the American Indian. In fact, Mr. Larry Echohawk even says as much in the talk that he gave. He says that the Book of Mormon tells the story of a people, a part of which were later described as Lamanites, who migrated from Jerusalem to a land of promise. And of course, that land of promise was at least in the Western Hemisphere, that we do know, according to Mormonism. Now, the specifics have never been really officially determined by the LDS Church. It seems like they kind of were at certain times of their history, but now they really don't take a position as to where the Book of Mormon lands were actually located. Yesterday, we quoted Dr. Daniel Peterson and Dr. Trent Stevens, who have come to the conclusion that the science really does not support that premise that is found in the Book of Mormon. Today, we're going to continue that thought, and we're going to look at an article that is currently available on the Signature Books website. According to the URL, this article was added in September of 2012. It's titled, Mormon Scientist Concedes Native American Origins. How does that article start off?
It says a noted Mormon DNA researcher associated with the Mormon Defense League, known as the Foundation for Apologetic Information and Research, or FAIR, has posted a concession on the FAIR blog site regarding Native American origins, traditionally a central tenet of the Mormon Church. The Mormon Church has long taught that Native Americans derived from the Middle East and were Jewish in origin.
And that opening paragraph concurs, really, in what it's saying, with what Mr. Echohawk said in his talk as recently as October. Now, remember, this comes out in September. Mr. Echohawk's talk comes out the next month, at the very beginning of October, where he is insisting just the opposite of what this opening paragraph on the Signature Book page is saying.
But as we said before, Larry Echohawk is just repeating what Mormon leaders have said traditionally over all these years.
The article goes on to say that geneticist Ugo A. Perego writes in a blog posting under the heading Misquoting Science that he cannot, quote, clearly discern any non-Asian-like genetic signals in the New World that would have resulted from migrations that took place in the last couple thousand of years, end quote. According to the Book of Mormon, migrations to the New World occurred 4,2600 years ago. Who is Ugo Perego? Because that is important. He actually works with an organization that has, for many years, has been studying DNA. It's called the Sorensen Molecular Genealogy Foundation. And he works with a guy by the name of Scott Woodward. Now, Scott Woodward is a microbiologist and molecular biologist who specializes in genetic genealogy and ancient DNA studies. According to a Wikipedia article, it says he was a professor at Brigham Young University from 1989 to 2003. I've actually had correspondence with him years and years ago. He is currently the president and principal investigator for the Sorensen Molecular Genealogy Foundation. And it says one of his main assistants in the molecular genealogy project is Ugo Perego, the very man who wrote this blog site and who was quoted or cited in this Signature Book article.
But according to this article, currently he's the coordinator of seminaries and institutes for the Latter-day Saint Church in Rome, Italy.
And it says, yeah, this one says, but until recently was a senior researcher for the Sorensen Molecular Genealogy Foundation in Salt Lake City. But he holds a doctorate in genetics and biomolecular science from the University of Pavia in Italy. Now, this article on the Signature Books website is very interesting because it says, while at the Sorensen Labs, Perrigo also researched possible descendants of Joseph Smith's 33 secret plural wives, ruling out genetic ties to Smith in 5 cases and admitting the results were inconclusive in other instances. Now, why is that interesting to us? It's interesting to us because, first of all, many Latter-day Saints aren't even aware that Joseph Smith had 33 wives. And as this article says, they were secret plural wives. He didn't announce this to a whole lot of people. And while many Mormons have no problem in admitting that Brigham Young, the second president of the Mormon Church, did have many wives, many Latter-day Saints are unaware that Smith was also involved in practicing plurality of wives. But the point is that there is no evidence to show that he had any offspring from these relationships. And yet, as we've often mentioned on this broadcast, the Book of Mormon in Jacob chapter 2 actually says that the only reason that God would ever allow polygamy is to raise up seed. So why, is the question we've been asking for years, why was Joseph Smith practicing plural marriage if it wasn't to raise up seed, if that's the only reason, according to the Book of Mormon, that God would ever allow it? Now, here is the struggle that a lot of Latter-day Saints have. They have been told that the people mentioned in the Book of Mormon come from Jerusalem, and that's exactly what Mr. Echohawk said in his talk back in October of 2012. That is not what the science is saying, and it's not what even Mormon scientists are saying. What did Perrigo say in this paragraph here, Eric?
He says, I am convinced that experts in the field will continue to document the migration from Asia at the end of the last ice age, and that the Siberian settlers in the New World, quote, contributed to the main DNA landscape of America's double continent, end quote. However, quote, when it comes to determining the Book of Mormon's historicity, too many variables are missing and too many factors are playing a limiting role in allowing in the formation of a research design that would satisfactorily prove or disprove the existence of the people mentioned in its pages.
Now, what do you think about that last statement?
Well, too many variables are missing. And so to me, it's almost as if he's saying that this is a mystery. As much of a scientist he is, he realizes there's no evidence whatsoever. So you have to come up with too many variables are missing, I think, to say that he still believes in a literal Book of Mormon, the descendants coming from the Middle East.
Well, I would have to give that impression as well, as according to what's written in this article. But when he says that he's convinced that experts in the field will continue to document the migration from Asia, he's ruling out, just as we mentioned yesterday on the program, where Dr. Trent Stevens also pretty much rules it out. He doesn't see any hope that someday they are going to make a connection between the American Indians, as Mr. Echohawk did, with people coming out of Jerusalem.
Right.
Trent Stevens sees no hope for that. And I have to assume that Mr. Perrigo here is not seeing any hope of that either. So while he might talk about too many variables, wouldn't you think that that's kind of the big one?
Well, in the technology that the scientists now have, because 20 years ago, they could not do this kind of research. They did not have the ability with the DNA. This is a very recent science. I would say, give another 10, 15, 20 years, and the technology might even double. And I still say they're going to have to come up with something like too many variables to be able to make the Book of Mormon story fit with the way that it has traditionally been interpreted, including Larry Echohawk.
When we get back to the Sorensen Molecular Genealogy Foundation, I remember when they first started up. This was in the late 1990s. And it was actually started by a philanthropist who had a lot of money to put into this. His name was James Lavoie Sorensen. And he was working with Scott Woodward on this. And I remember there was a question that came up when they were first getting this whole thing started, because their plan was to take blood samples from thousands and thousands of people all over the world. And of course, his big hope was to prove that we were actually one big family of humans here. All right. But somebody raised the question. I can't remember who it was, but I do remember the question was raised. Well, what if in your research you realize that there is not a connection with the American Indian, with Israel, or with the Middle East? And I remember specifically that Sorensen said something to the effect, well, then let the chips fall where they may. It sounds like the chips have fallen, and it has not fallen in favor of traditional understanding according to Mormonism. And as we've mentioned in the past broadcast, this has shaken up a lot of Latter-day Saints, because that is one of the main theories behind the Book of Mormon. The Book of Mormon people are supposed to be, as Mormons like Larry Echohawk have said, from the house of Israel. They are supposed to have Jewish roots, Semitic roots. The science does not support that.
Well, and I think the church kind of admitted that in 2007 when it changed the introduction to the Book of Mormon, that it read that the Mormon settlers of Americas were now among the ancestors of the American
Indians.
Yeah,
we talked about that yesterday. You're absolutely right.
And the principal ancestors is what it always was. So I mean, there's recognition of this. And here's a guy that is a scientist who believes in the Book of Mormon story still, even though he acknowledges the science does not fit with what is being believed.
I would be curious as to where Mr. Perego really is on this issue, because I know of Mormons who, though they do not believe the Book of Mormon is an actual history of real people and real events, they do believe that the Book of Mormon has some kind of religious value. I would tend to disagree with that.
Just like Paul disagreed in 1 Corinthians 15 that the resurrection could have been spiritual. He said, no, that's impossible. We're the most pitied of all people if this event really did not take place. And I think the Mormons are in the same spot with the Book of Mormon.
I would tend to agree. I know that some would struggle with this and have kind of compartmentalized this argument and thought, well, you know, by believing as a Mormon, it makes me a good person, and that should be good enough. I would disagree with that. I think you could be a good person without the Book of Mormon. Why do you have to believe something that is, in my opinion, our opinion, is patently false when it comes to statements regarding the Nephites and the Lamanites and the events that supposedly took place? If it's false, why would you need the Book of Mormon? You can still have a relationship with the Jesus of the Bible. You can still be a good person without all that extra baggage.
Thank you for listening. If you would like more information regarding Mormonism Research Ministry, we encourage you to visit our website at www.mrm.org, where you can request our free newsletter, Mormonism Researched. We hope you will join us again as we look at another viewpoint on Mormonism. Let me ask you this. Have you ever wondered how to answer questions you were asked by your LDS friend? Well, a new resource by Kriegel Publishers and written by MRM's Bill McKeever and Eric Johnson is exactly what you need. Answering Mormons Questions is a 300-page book covering 36 common questions that Mormons often pose. Now you'll have the ability to respond to them with sound biblical reasoning. The book includes a glossary of common LDS terms and has study questions at the end of each chapter. Questions such as, wouldn't you like to have your marriage and family endure for all eternity? And what's wrong with praying about the Book of Mormon are dealt with in a straightforward but loving manner. Available at the Utah Lighthouse Bookstore, 1358 West Temple in Salt Lake City. Or if you prefer, you can order online at mrm.org. That's mrm.org. Answering Mormons Questions. It's a resource every Christian needs.